Hey, Greenville, join me, John Ziegler, and my co-host, Leah Brandon, for the best week in review and radio, The John and Leah Show, live Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash. You may have recognized that song, Smoke on the Water, and that's what we've had here in Greenville. We have a special guest with us today. Sandra Udicy is the assistant to the county administrator, and she deals with air quality in Greenville. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing great, considering the circumstances.
But it's a busy week for you, huh?
It's been, yes.
It's a little smoky outside.
Very smoky.
Not so great for air quality. Not so great for breathing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. So, all right. First of all, what can we do to prevent inhaling so much smoke? How do we help?
Well, you can't stop breathing. You know that.
I've tried that. It has not been working.
Yeah, I'll be the one they call blue in the corner because, you know, no, that's bad.
That's right. But there are certain things that we all can do to prevent these wildfires that are going on, especially in our area in the Pickens County, the Pinnacle Mountain. The South Carolina Forestry Commission has a website, and in that website, they have a brochure. And the brochure is called Think Before You Burn. And in that brochure, it gives us several things that we can do to prevent wildfires. For one, now it'll be to obey the ban on burning.
Yeah, we've got a burn ban out here throughout the upstate, and I'm sure other states as well.
So those people who are out burning your leaves, stop it.
You're still allowed to burn campfires. However, it is discouraged at this point.
That's right.
Please don't burn stuff and add to the smoke. Yeah.
And if you do, have to make sure that you can manage it. Have a hose connected to a faucet, water faucet, just in case. Other things is for those who smoke, please do not throw the lighted cigarettes out of the window when you're driving, because they may fall on dry grass and ignite a fire.
Yeah, everything around here is so dry. I bet if just a smoldering cigarette butt could probably do it.
Oh yeah, we haven't had rain in weeks. We got one small rain last weekend, and it was just a glimmer of hope, and then it disappeared.
Mm-hmm,
and now
mm-hmm.
It's dry.
Yes,
still dry.
And you know, people, never mind the fire hazard. We shouldn't be throwing our cigarette butts out. And I say we. I don't smoke, but for those of you who do, please don't throw your cigarette butts out of your car window. It's littering. We don't like litter. We've talked about that before.
Yeah. And it ends up lighting the whole Southeast on fire.
Yeah. Which is what's going on right now. Did you hear that all of these fires are man-made?
They are.
Everyone that's burning right now?
Yes. I have some data here, and data indicates that 98% of the wildfires are man-made.
Wow.
And almost 50% of them are caused by burning debris.
Wow.
And campfire.
Yeah. So camping bad. No, camping is not bad. Camping's good. Just be careful out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now that all these fires are burning, I understand that as of Wednesday, I believe the whole state of South Carolina pretty much is covered in smoke. On the maps, they were showing North Carolina all the way past Charlotte, all the way Georgia down to Atlanta, all of Tennessee. I was in Pigeon Forge last week, and as I drove in, I thought, oh, look, this is why they call it the Smoky Mountains, because I thought it was just mist. But no, it was actual smoke.
The very Smoky Mountains.
Yes. As I was leaving work Thursday evening, I certainly smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
Smelled the smoke.
There's been several. I live up in the North County, and there's been several times now the past couple of days where I've been driving up Poinsett, and you can't even see Paris Mountain.
That's right.
Just it looks like it's not there. I'm like, oh, poor people on Paris Mountain. What view must they have? Nothing good.
Yeah, the visibility is probably between 1 and 1.5 miles.
Wow.
When we have a visibility of 10 miles.
Wow.
On normal days.
Yeah. And it's so we hear a lot about fires happening out west. Wildfires burn every single year, and it's not really a surprise. But how common are wildfires here in the southeast?
Well, there are certain phenomenon, climate phenomenon that are going on. For example, El Niño, La Niña, the Southern Oscillation. Some research that I did indicates that there are conditions right now set for La Niña, which is a phenomenon, an interaction between the temperature in the ocean and the atmosphere. And that's causing drought throughout the Southeast, the bottom part of this, the United States, the southern part of the United States.
It's got to do with the way the Gulf Stream or the whole jet stream, rather, interacts and what is flowing, what level of moisture and heat is flowing in the jet stream, I believe.
So La Niña equals dry, which is, you know, since the Appalachian Mountains are actually considered a temperate rainforest, they generally get so much rain, but it's just it's been a hot and dry summer, and from what I hear, it's going to continue to be a hot and dry winter.
It's La Niña is supposed to last. I read until this end of winter.
Wow! Yeah.
So we need to be careful with what we burn, but hopefully people will stop burning debris.
Yeah, and now recently too, DHEC is it DHEC that puts out the weather, the air alerts, the air quality alerts?
Yes, we received for the last couple of days, we have received air quality alerts from DHEC. AirNow also is a website where people can subscribe to get air quality alerts. But the one that DHEC put out yesterday, November the 15th, was that the smogs from the fires can irritate your eyes and your respiratory system, and also warn people, especially those who have respiratory illnesses, to please stay indoor. Try not to go outdoor if you don't have to, so you don't get the particle matters into your respiratory system.
So even on a clearer looking day, we're still inhaling all of these particles. They're just smaller, so they don't look as noticeable.
Well, in here, in the upstate, with the air quality issue was not as much as particle matter as it was ozone up until last week.
Okay.
We are in attainment with both, and we have been in attainment with particle matter 2.2 for a long time.
So that's good news. Our air here is good, so we don't see like the smog that they see in California.
That's correct.
Very often. So good going, Greenville.
Yeah,
bad going, forest fires.
No, well, if you have to be outside, though, they make masks that you can wear, and this isn't like your regular surgical mask. There, they have a rating of N95. So if you're out shopping for masks, make sure they're N95 labeled. There'll be a label on the mask or on the box, and those are the ones that will filter the particulates and help to keep you safe and healthy.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, Sandra, you mentioned ozone, so normally, that's what we would be dealing with here. So I know that there is a program offered. It's called the B2 program that you sponsor for the Greenville County. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, that's the B2 or B2 program. It's Breathe Better at School. It's a program that we initiated in 2006. And basically, we have implemented it in several schools. Here in Greenville and across the upstate, I believe we have about close to 40 schools that have that program. And what we do is we set up signs at the school on a school campus and ask visitor, parents, faculty, and in high schools to the students that we ask them to not idle. Because that's what emissions are the ones that cause the formation of ozone, ground level ozone. We also have, within that program, we have the FLAG program. And with that, This, we give schools a set of flags, color flags, with the air quality index colors. And what the Clean Air Patrol is a student group format school. And the Clean Air Patrol sets up, checks the ozone forecast every day. And they put up the color of the respective flag. If it is if the forecast says it's a green day, they put up the green color flag. If it is a yellow, they put up a yellow color flag. So, but what we are trying to do with that program is educate the community about the things that we can and cannot do to prevent the formation of ozone at ground level.
And the flag system, that sounds like that would be something that really gets the students involved too, because they can all monitor it themselves and they can kind of know where we are with that.
Yes, yes. And also the Clean Air Patrol, what we ask is collect data prior to implementation of the program, midway through the program and at the end. And the data is fed to DHEC through DHEC's website, air quality website. And what we ask them at the beginning of the program before is to count how many vehicles are idling. And then in the middle and the end, to count also how many vehicles are idling. So to compare the prior, during, and after implementation of the program to see the impact of the message that the students are trying to get out to the parents and faculty and visitors.
That's great. Do you notice a decline in idling as the year goes by? Does it work?
We have, yes.
Great,
we have.
Great.
I think the Bureau of Air Quality has that data online.
That's very cool. And it's, you know, not only in line at school, but think about like going to a drive-through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could park and go inside instead of driving through and having your car idle for that amount of
exactly.
time.
Exactly. That's what I do. Usually if I go to a drive-thru restaurant, I rather park and go inside.
Plus the lines are shorter inside usually.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's convenient in two ways.
Mm-hmm. You can sit in real chairs inside.
And so the air flag, the colors, is there anything, what are the colors?
Green is a healthy day. Mm-hmm. Forecast is healthy. Yellow, it's not as quiet as a warning or on an alert. Orange and red are the alert ozone action days.
Okay.
Like yesterday, for example, DHEC issued an red alert for mm-hmm. PM2.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you, Sandra. Sandra Udisi, the assistant to the county administrator, and she runs the air quality programs in Greenville County. We will be right back. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK The Answer.